We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey there, North Texas. I'm Kristen Diaz with your All Local on this Tuesday, October 20th. Irving police say a man killed two women before turning the gun on himself. KRLD's Austin York is in Irving with the details.
Police say they got a call from a woman who said her brother was talking suicidal and asked for a welfare check in the 400 block of Renaissance. As police made their way to the condos, they found a man outside. He retreated to the house. Officer Robert Reeves with Irving Police says that's when they heard gunshots.
More officers got on scene. The officers ended up forcing entry into the residence, where they found two deceased females and one deceased male. Right now, this does appear to be a murder-suicide.
Police are still sorting through the details as to a motive. This neighbor heard the commotion and says it's shocking for this relatively new community.
Such a sad, sad thing, and I can't believe, you know, something like that could happen. It is very heartbreaking.
Police are still trying to identify the deceased. In Irving, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A 41-year veteran of the Houston Police Department has died after being shot while responding to a domestic violence call this morning. Sergeant Harold Preston and Officer Courtney Waller were there to help a woman and her son who were trying to move out of their apartment. The 14-year-old boy used his key to unlock the door, and his father met him with a gun.
The suspect immediately engaged officers, shooting multiple rounds at officers, striking Officer Courtney Waller in the arm and striking Sergeant Preston multiple times.
Officer Waller is expected to be okay. Suspect Elmer Manzano was shot and later surrendered. He is hospitalized. Manzano shot his teenage son in the arm as he was firing at police. He is being treated at Children's Hospital. Health officials in Tarrant County say the positivity rate for COVID-19 is 8.1% this week, which is up from last week's number of 6.2%. Health Director Vinny Taneja says the upward trend is similar to what the county saw before the 4th of July. He also says that one of their programs to make it easier for people to get tested did not have the results they wanted.
We launched a pilot program for at-home testing. It ran for about 3 weeks. We mailed out about 280 test kits. And we started to get a little concerned when we weren't getting lab results back on those test kits.
He says only about 20% of the people who got those at-home test kits were sending them into the lab for processing. He's urging Tarrant County officials to pause that program and look for some other options. In Tarrant County today, they are now reporting another 500 new coronavirus cases, and 503 people with the virus are currently being treated in the hospital. Also, another 6 people with the virus have passed away, bringing the total number of deaths to 709. The estimated losses from the 2019 Texas tornadoes are tremendous. Here's KRLD's Kelly Weiss with the report.
The tornadoes that swept through Dallas and Collin counties, along with parts of Tarrant, Parker, Ellis, and Hood counties, caused an estimated $1.5 billion in losses.
As we look at the data going back to 1970, these tornadoes actually fall as the ninth largest, ninth costliest disaster in Texas.
Camille Garcia with the Insurance Council of Texas says Texas insurers have paid over $1.2 billion in losses as of this past May. Kelly Weiss, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In any other election year, appointment of a federal prosecutor to oversee complaints of voting irregularities is a routine matter. But KRLD's LP Phillips says this year there is new urgency.
U.S. attorneys routinely appoint a member of their office to run point on Election Day, and this year, Assistant U.S. Attorney Damian Diggs will coordinate oversight of polling complaints in North Texas. Former U.S. Attorney Matthew Orwig says in a normal year, there are always complaints.
This year, they've been raised in a much higher degree, but, you know, time will tell if those pan out or not, or if they just turn out to be overstated as they have in past election cycles.
But he adds in 2020, there are already concerns about voter intimidation and lawsuits over poll watchers and their limits. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
We are in the second week of early voting in Texas, and the polls are still packed. But are young people voting? Sometimes having a part-time job or going to college in other cities prevents them from casting their vote. In today's Ask the Expert, we talk to a North Texas political science professor about his students and how they're handling voting in this election. If you have a question, email it to questions, that's with an S, questions at krld.com. Then hear the answer at 4:40 on the KRLD Afternoon News.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.